The rate at which prices are increasing in the economy is slowing. That's according to Stats SA, which reported that the headline consumer price index for May rose by a mere 2.1%. That's a reading that was last registered some 16 years ago. Inflation has been decelerating in recent months, with the annual percentage rise coming in at 4.1% in March and 3% in April. That's on an annual basis. The latest figure is way below the Reserve Bank's inflation target range of 3 to 6%. The question is, for how long will inflation be subdued at these levels? And if the time horizon looks long enough, given the economic situation in the country, will there be more scope for interest rate cuts? Well, to take us through the latest data and to discuss other related economic matters, I'm joined on the line by Siobhan Redford. She's an economist at RMB. Thanks very much, Siobhan, for joining us. So 2.1% headline inflation, it's the lowest that's been seen in 16 years. I suppose it's not something that we can really celebrate because it just speaks to a really dampened economy.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because not only is it talking to the dampened economy and the weak consumer, which very much is in line with the recent consumer confidence print we saw at minus 33 points in the second quarter, but it is actually the first time that our targeted inflation measure has ever breached the lower end of the inflation target.
Absolutely. So in terms of the drivers that you saw, it's still an increase in inflation, even though, you know, slowing down relative to previous months. What were the drivers of inflation this time around?
Well, it continues to be your usual suspect, mostly food prices, which have been moderating, to some extent, but meat prices in particular, which we have seen increasing, saw their first dip in their rate of inflation in quite a long time. And what should not be too surprising is the fact that our bread and cereals inflation is getting lower and lower, as we are seeing a very good crop coming out in terms of maize this year for South Africa. But, then to some extent your housing and utilities, those are your positive figures, but the movements are basically fuel.
Yeah. So you talk about food. We heard even from the Competition Commission yesterday that they've had a lot of complaints about higher food prices. Is that bearing out in terms of the degree to which prices are rising there?
That's a good question, and I think it's going to be quite difficult to figure out because the way SATSA have gone about collecting the data for a lot of these items has been online, which means that you aren't seeing variation across different regions. So you aren't even being able to track if you are seeing particularly big increases. My guess is that to some extent in areas where there was a lower supply, where a number of businesses were closed or they are under stress, you might have seen some increases, but food prices are generally and should generally not be looking too much higher.
Yeah. So let's fast forward to the future a little bit. We have seen changes in the key sort of feedstock that the world uses, and that is the oil price. What do you expect in that regard? Are you expecting it to hover around between the $40 and $50 a barrel level? And obviously the rand is doing its own thing. It does seem to be strengthening somewhat, but do you think ultimately that we are going to be continuing to pay higher fuel prices going forward?
So your month-to-month fuel prices are going to start increasing, and that's just because we really saw massive decreases earlier this year, and in line with the fact that we are seeing relatively weaker currency, rand exchange rate, but also seeing a slight increase in fuel prices. Fuel prices are, though, being constrained by very weak global demand. We aren't seeing airplanes going, airlines aren't going, travel, even by car, has fallen quite dramatically around the world. And therefore, demand for fuel has fallen dramatically. And we entered this period with a supply glut in oil.
Yes.
And today we are expecting OPEC to give us an announcement that and the expectation is that the supply cuts we've seen are probably going to start being unwound.
Yes.
Which means supply is going to start increasing.
That's right.
Which means the price won't increase as much. We shouldn't be seeing dramatic price increases anytime soon.
So given the picture that you're painting, it's still one of a subdued economic environment, both locally and internationally. We have the MPC, the Reserve Bank, meeting next week to decide on interest rates. I mean, do you think they're going to give us any more latitude in that regard? Because we know that they do tend to be hawkish. And the question that they may pose is, will a further interest rate cut actually make any impact on the economy?
That's a very good question. Basically, they're facing an unprecedented time. I think this word has been used a lot this year, but it is because it is so true. We expect that there will be another 25 basis points cut at this next meeting, and we think that the decrease in the cut, so maybe saw a 50 basis point cut, and now we think they're going to make that amount smaller again, and we believe that is going to be as a result of this hawkish kind of rhetoric that we've seen coming out of the SARB because of a lot of uncertainty about how the global recovery is going to play out and how that's going to affect South Africa. But we still see inflation averaging quite a bit lower than the SARB last released, and we also have growth over a percentage point weaker than the SARB had at their May meeting, which definitely gives them space to add further accommodation.
Mm. And then on the fiscal side, things are looking rather tricky. And then we've had, this deal pushed through with SAA, people asking questions around where the fiscus will find 10 billion rand, to keep SAA afloat or a new airline to come on board. How do you think we're getting on the fiscal front? Do you think that Tito Mboweni is going around, about things in the right way? Do you see that we're going to be able to get out of the fiscal cloud that we're currently in?
That is a very tough question. I honestly do believe that the people dealing with our fiscal policy are stuck between a rock and a hard place right now. Fiscal consolidation is highly necessary, and yet through the shock you need additional fiscal support for our health system and for people who are finding themselves, at least temporarily, if not permanently, out of jobs. So, they know that they have this need. They know that it's not going to happen this year. And that is what we've seen with the special adjustment budget. As to whether they are going to be able to reach what they are aiming for in the future is where the questions lie. And we need a lot more detail to be able to believe that National Treasury and government as a whole will be able to cut expenditure to the extent that has been suggested that would lead to stabilization in our debt profile.
Yeah.
The aim is admirable. It's just very difficult to believe that they can get there.
Yeah. And then one last thing, just in terms of the suggestion raised by the Department of Social Development around the basic income grant. I did speak to a professor yesterday about, the benefits and the good, the good stuff around having something like that, a safety net for people who don't have an income. But the question is, can we afford it? As an economist, what are your thoughts about it?
As an economist, it seems difficult to figure out where you're going to get that money because you're looking at basically supporting a large number of unemployed people through the taxes coming from a much smaller pool of employed people. So it's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
As a human, though, South Africa faces an incredible inequality problem, and we need to come up with a sustainable way to deal with it. And unfortunately, I don't believe a basic income grant is that. So it would be an excellent piece to add to a longer term plan, which, where we can see future growth and future employment opportunities increasing, but it can't plug a hole indefinitely.
That was Siobhan Redford. She's an economist at RMB.